This is GQDN for Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Brought to you by audibletrial.com/groupquest. So go get your free credit at Audible. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an additional look, or the first look, at BlizzCon 2023. That's where we begin. So yeah, I didn't do my normal beginning, but I don't care. So, you'll have the circle part will be the BlizzCon Arena. Hall A will be Diablo. Hall B will be the Overwatch World Cup. Hall C will be Overwatch. And Hall D will be World of Warcraft, the Warcraft Arclight Rumble, Hearthstone, and the Dark Moon Fair. Now the Portal Pass will have the Lounge and Theater, and that'll be Level 3. Level 2 will be registration, and level 1 will have the BlizzCon store. This comes to us from Wowhead.com, and on Twitter, Blizzard Entertainment did say, quote, "Early peek at the BlizzCon map. Begin planning. What will you do first? Tickets are available Saturday, 7/22. So in 2 days. So if you know somebody and you're not going to be available, well, they can get the tickets for you. Or you can get the tickets yourself. We'll see. We're going to stick with Blizzard, though, because, well, people are just not happy right now. So Blizzard did admit via PC Gamer that Overwatch 2, quote, engagement and player investment, unquote, is declining. So what's going on here? Well, they're talking about the earnings report where Blizzard did indeed celebrate the Diablo 4 sales and had the highest earning game that they've ever had. And that's what we're going to talk about here in a bit about what the players have been thinking about it lately. But it did celebrate the fact of about 4 bullet points. That would be the net booking for Diablo Immortal, because this is a quote from the report itself, quote, highest level since January. But Overwatch 2 only got 1 bullet point, and here is what it said, quote, while engagement and player investment in Overwatch 2 declined significantly in the quarter, the Overwatch team is looking forward to the August 10th release of Overwatch 2 Invasion. This will be the largest seasonal update yet, planned to include new PvE story missions, a new game mode, and new hero progression system, as well as the additional hero. Now, PC Gamer's Tyler Kolup did point out via last month that the price point of $15 just made the players mad. So we'll indeed see what happens when that comes out. But it's not just Overwatch. It is also Diablo 4. Because according to VG247.com, Blizzard is doing some backpedaling because people aren't liking Diablo 4 patch 1.1. And there have been people up on Reddit. But the Reddit ones were just straight hate and very few facts. But Icy Veins did get up on Twitter and did get into some detail as to what is going to happen. So they said, quote, the exact level requirements to move to World Tier 3 and 4 have been found at 40 and 60. The change arrived for new characters after the patch, as your capstone dungeon clear won't register before those levels. Adam Fletcher did reply on Twitter account, quote, we will be removing the level requirement for World Tier 3 and 4. So we shall see what happens there. Now, we get to some sales and some software updates. So we begin with Nintendo via IGN, and they're saying that you can get a Nintendo Switch OLED for a very low price. So, you can see the console on sale for $290, which is $70 less than the MSRP, but there's a catch to it, and it is the Japanese model. But it is functionality exactly. It functions just like the US one. That's what I'm trying to say. So there you go. In fact, they have it up on Woot, and you can get it with a white, with the model with white Joy-Cons and a white stand. So good luck with that one. Now we go to Polygon.com, and they're saying on the Epic Games Store, well, you can get 10% back on your purchases. So yes, that is true. On the Epic Game Store, they have their summer sale, which most of the games on the Epic Game Store will be up to 75% off, and you can get some cash back. So it did double the usual 5% back when you earn from the game in app purchases. It'll give you 10% back on the sale store wide. So here's some of the games that are on sale. Dead Island 2, 25% off. Death Stranding Director's Cut is at $20. And you can get the Alan Wake Remastered at $12 instead of $30. So over half off. Very interesting. If you like sales, go get some of those. Oh, I did sandwich this one in. I should have put this in with the Diablo ones, but nah, whatever. Dot Esports did say that Fortnite players are not happy with that game either. In fact, some people are calling it the worst in years. And they're talking about Fortnite Chapter 4. And that chapter did release on June 9th. Now, the first impressions did settle down. And they did give the first impression after things settled down, but they still called it the worst in years. So people did get up on Reddit, of course, and while they didn't have that much to offer, some people just stopped playing the game and did come back to the shop just to see what was going on. So the next season will begin on August 25th. So this season is almost over. Finally, we get to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they're saying that there's a big time update to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 systems, and it'll be coming today. So Sony did once again roll out an update very quietly now. So the PlayStation 5 system will be up to version 23.01-076.60.00. And PlayStation 4 will be 10.70. Now, the controllers for PlayStation 5 did not receive an update at this time. So, now, PlayStation 5 didn't have a major update since March, but did receive a minor improvement patch. But we do not know, because it was not reported via PlayStation Lifestyle, of what's in this patch. So, I bet when I turn on my PlayStation, yeah, it's going to say we need an update. Well, at least you know about what the updates are via here. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. Tomorrow's Friday, about damn time. We'll see you then for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. Thank you.